Greetings in Jesus' name on this 21st day of January, the year of our Lord 2021. It's currently 14 chilly degrees here in Sanford, Maine, and it is a terrific Thursday, or a tenacious Thursday. My. You're supposed to name every day of the week. Name it a special name, and it helps you to give it personality. I hope that you're enjoying your day. We are grateful to God for the Word of God as we've been in it this morning, feverishly looking at several passages of Scripture and ransacking the Scriptures and looking to see what God has for us today as we seek to honor and glorify and magnify Him with our life. We desire to be vessels of honor for the Lord, and we want every aspect of our life to be pleasing to Him. I have a great report about last night. My, what a service we had. I preached expositionally pretty much all of Acts chapter number 9, and it was a thrill to be a part of the service and to see the singing and the special song. And I'm so excited to experience what God did in our meeting last night. Our church is progressing very well, and the Lord has been very gracious to us. Other than back in August, those are the only times that there was any sickness around, and God has blessed us and helped us since then, and we've been pressing forward with the pedal to the metal, and we're grateful to the Lord for how He continues to help. In your Bibles today, I would invite you to look with me in Matthew chapter 14 and verse number 28. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. What an amazing request that Peter had here to his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He says, if it's you, I want to come to you on the water. Say what you want to say, but this is an unbelievable, awesome request. Lord, I'd like to just go ahead and walk out there to you, if it's you. And the Bible says in verse number 29, and he said, come. Woo! You talking about a life-altering experience. Whenever you make a request to the Lord, and the Lord says, well, just come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Now, wouldn't it be wonderful if the story ended right there? Wouldn't that just be absolutely astounding? And we would just be talking about this, and it would, oh my, we would say, what a man of God. But when we read the verses that follow this, and we find out about Peter sinking in the water, sometimes we turn the story just a little bit. But let's not forget verse 29. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Don't be a Debbie Downer and get all over Peter. I don't know that you've walked on water at all. And so Peter's walking on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, oh my, when we start noticing things in life, it really affects our view. It really affects our faith. And the Bible says when Peter saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And that's one of the great enemies that all of us are experiencing day in and day out in our life. I'm not just talking about pandemic stories. I'm talking about life stories. We've been at this a long time before there ever was a pandemic. And I'm here to report to you that when you see things that are contrary to the things of life, you experience fear. It's a real, real emotion. And the Bible said he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. Those are three of the greatest words he could have ever cried. And maybe there's some individuals out there in radio land today that would just simply say, oh God, I'm sinking in the despair of doubt and worry and fear. And I'm asking you right now, oh God, save me. Yes, the Lord is able to save us from the dilemmas of all of this. Thank God He saved our soul one day, and He can save us through the experiences of life. Lean on Him today and trust Him to do just exactly that. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.